Turning to sports now on KNKX, the Washington State Cougars and Washington Huskies are both expected to win their football games this weekend against Arizona and Oregon State, respectively. The Cougars and Huskies are in first and second place in the Pac-12's North Division. That means a lot is riding on next week's Apple Cup matchup between the two teams. It's what KNKX sports commentator Art Teal is talking about this week. Art, college football fans in Washington are definitely in an unexpected place right now.
This is a remarkable season throughout the entire Pac-12 conference. A lot of people expected Washington to be here. They didn't expect them to be here with two conference losses. But nobody expected the Cougars to be a part of the action. I think the Pac-12 media poll had them at 3-9, and here they are at 9-1. And they have to win Saturday to keep everything moving for that Apple Cup matchup on Friday, November 23rd in Pullman against the Huskies. And that'll be for the North Division championship and entry into the Pac-12 championship game the following week against the Southern Division champion. I don't know who that's going to be because the entire Southern Division, everybody's got three or four losses or more. Both UCLA and USC are having down years. Utah looks like it might be the favorite. They have three losses, and so I think the North Division winner is going to be a heavy favorite to win the Pac-12 championship and move on.
So there's going to be a lot on the line in the Apple Cup for the teams. Let's take a closer look at how this plays out for the two head coaches.
Well, this is going to be perhaps a breakthrough for Mike Leach. He's got a quarterback who's executing very well. Gardner Minshew, we've talked about him before, and his fabled mustache. And we saw that Saturday when it was this is wonderful episode on TV where post-game doing the interview for the TV network, Gardner Minshew, his quarterback, slapped on a fake mustache on Leach, and Leach kept on talking. One of the commentators has tweeted out about this. Nobody is having more fun at football than the Washington State Cougars this year. And, of course, this is coming out of the tragic backdrop of the suicide of Tyler Hilinski and the general skepticism about Washington State's ability to be a Pac-12 champion because this is the school with the least resources, at least among the state schools. Lots of things going against it, but this year has been really almost magical. Having the ESPN Game Day show appear on campus for the first time ever was a big high point. And so this has been really a lot of fun for, I think, Washington State and Leach, and it's not been so much fun for Huskies coach Chris Peterson because they're fighting through diminished expectations and a season that hasn't gone as they expected.
And Leach has never beaten Peterson in the Apple Cup.
Correct. Yeah, that's why this has got a lot of opportunity here. And if this doesn't happen for the Cougars, it's going to be magnum disappointment.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the Apple Cup and if one of those teams moves on to the Rose Bowl. But there's even more at stake for the Cougars. What about their outside chance of making it to the four-team college football playoffs?
Well, that's the big question and the high drama. The Cougars had a very weak non-conference schedule. They were 3-0. They lost only one game at USC, and that was a controversial loss. So they think they've made their case to be strongly considered, and we don't know what the field is going to look like by Selection Sunday. I love chaos. I'm sure that the coaches don't love it, but I think this is going to be an astonishing thing if the Cougars manage to win potentially their final three games and put themselves in a place for strong consideration. I think everybody who's talked to Mike Leach, the Pirate, wants to see him in the national Final Four, and I do too.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.